I'm excited to talk to you and start the series tonight on prayer, and I believe that God is going to do great things. So yeah, I think we often, any of you ever struggle with praying? Let me ask you this question. Does anybody ever struggle with praying? You're like the guy that gets in the bed and the warm covers, and he's like, "Oh God, I love you," right out to sleep, right? Or maybe you really intend on doing, early morning, you get up and you're ready to go pray, and you get in there and you start praying, and you think all these things you're going to pray, and you have some stuff you're working through, and you just start praying, and you feel like, "I'm going to pray for an hour. I'm going to pray an hour this morning. It's going to be an hour. It's going to be awesome." And you start praying, and you think, "Man, it's been like 45 minutes. And you look down, and it's been a minute and a half. And you're like out of stuff to pray. And you're like, "What am I going to do now? What am I going to pray now?" And you feel like you're just stuck with nothing left to say. Is that happened to anyone besides me? I'm sure that it's probably happened to a lot of us. And I think oftentimes we struggle with this crucial part of our Christian walk. And I want you guys to know this. This thing called prayer is so important. And so we're beginning a series tonight, and we're going to go for the rest of the month. And we're going to talk through some things on prayer. We're going to teach some things from God's Word. And we're going to let God show us about prayer. How many want to learn about prayer? Anybody in this room say yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just making sure you're awake, because I think that this is vital. This is going to be the thing that's going to propel you to the next level in your life with God and your future and His plans and your purposes. And if you say, "Well, I'm tired of being stuck here," this is the next thing for you. God is calling you to a new level in prayer. Somebody say, "I'm ready."
I'm ready.
All right. So I want to give you a few scriptures first, and we're going to talk through these. And then I'm going to jump into one of my favorite passages. And I think it's going to help us a lot to understanding what God has to say about prayer. And so if you have your Bibles, you can go ahead and turn with me. We're going to actually look at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6 in a little bit. So if you want to take your Bibles and open up to that in Matthew chapter 6 and just kind of hold your place there. But I'm going to start with a few other scriptures. And so if you take notes, if you're a note taker, then you really love Jesus. So if you take notes, then I'm just kidding with you. Listen, it's important. I mean, I'm telling you, it's important to take notes. It's important to write things down. How many of you have ever been in class and your teacher was expressing something for a test and you didn't write it down, and later on you were like, "What was that thing she said?" And then you're texting all your friends and they were all like, "Oh, I was sleeping during that time. I'm sorry. I didn't write it down either. I don't know." And you feel like you're lacking some information. Has that ever happened to you? Yeah, some of you. Yeah, you're all liars. It's happened to all of you. It happens to us, right? And so it's important to write things down. So I encourage you, if you're not a note taker, now may be the time to write some things down. So, because I believe God's going to speak to us through this series and open our eyes to some things. And so so next week, be sure to bring something to write. Now, maybe your phone or whatever, but just don't be texting your friends or Snapchat or anything like that. Don't mess around, all right? Everybody okay with that? And you keep your people next to you accountable. If they're texting their buddies, don't do that. That's not right. All right. So this first scripture I want to read you is very powerful. Listen, it's 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. It's the one in the middle I like the most. Verse 17, it's a real short verse. It says, "Never stop praying." Never stop praying. This is 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. It says, "Always be joyful," verse 16. Verse 17, "Never stop praying," verse 18. "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." Anybody belong to Christ Jesus in this room? Anybody belong to Christ Jesus? Let me hear you. Thank you. If you belong to Christ Jesus, He says this is His will for you. Never stop praying. Now, how is that possible to never stop praying? Some of you, you find it real easy to pray when you get in that math class, that science class, and you're like, "Jesus, help me, God. I just need help. Lord Jesus, I can't do it." Or maybe when you got that real tough quiz coming up and you're like, you forgot. And like, "Jesus," I mean, you never stop praying. You're praying all the way through that test, tears, snot and everything. You're like, "Jesus, help me, God. Oh, Lord, I don't know if I can do it." And you never stop praying in those circumstances. But what about in the good times? What about when things are quiet? What about when the enemy is attacking? What about when stuff is happening that you feel like that you're separated? God says never stop praying. So how do we do that? I believe that God is calling us to have new levels of prayer in our lives and new attitudes about prayer, new thoughts about prayer. And that's what I'm going to teach you about tonight. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. If you're taking notes, listen, this is some great scriptures on prayer. And so if you're taking notes, write these down. This is 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15. It says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." Say, "He hears me."
He hears me.
"And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we will have what we asked of Him." How many of you want all your prayers answered? How many want all your prayers answered? How many would that be awesome? How many of you have ever seen Bruce Almighty? And all right, so he's God for a day, right? Or whatever it is. And so he's tries to figure out all these prayers start coming in. And then he says yes to all, right? He just answers everybody yes. And so like everybody in that little area wins the lottery and everything happens good. But it destroys everybody's lives, right? God doesn't work that way. He's not a yes to all kind of person. But God does answer your prayers when you pray His will. When you pray His will. This is why oftentimes as pastor, listen, this is a good key. When you pray and you don't know what to pray, you can always pray, "God, let your will be done." How many of you ever heard Pastor Stephen say, "Let your kingdom come, your will be done in my life"? That is why I pray that so often. I pray that so often because oftentimes I don't know what the correct thing is to pray. I don't know what to say. So I say, "God, let your will be done in me." And I pray that prayer because not only I think it's a great prayer and it's biblical right here. It's because the will of God is what we pray and we get what we ask when we pray for the will of God. But Jesus prayed that prayer himself. And we're going to look at that a little later. When he was in the garden and he was praying and he said, "This, let this cup pass before me." He said, "But not my will, your will be done." Listen, I think it's important that we pray God's will. And if you don't know what that is, His Word is full of everything about His will. And so we're going to learn a lot about that over the next few months, the next few weeks. And so about what God's will is and how to pray the things that God says to pray about and what comes when we pray. How many of you think it's important to pray? Somebody said, "I think it's important." That's right. Another scripture on prayer, and I'm just giving you a few, and then we're going to jump into our topic tonight. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Matthew 18, 18. So Matthew 18, 18 and 19. It says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Bind and loose. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. I just wanted you to write some of these scriptures down because I think it's important. So I want to tell you, it is so important that we pray. How many of you think it's important that we pray? Amen. Well, let me tell you a reason why I think it's important that we pray. Because the number one person that ever walked this planet, whose name we call, who changed our lives, who brought healing and forgiveness, and what's his name? Anybody know that name?
Jesus.
The Lamb that was slain before the... I mean, who is the name of... What's that name, the great name?
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. That man who lived and walked this earth, who is our Savior, who is our Redeemer, that was a man that prayed. Jesus prayed and prayed and prayed, probably more than all of us combined. He prayed. So why would the Lamb of God, God who made flesh walking this earth, need to pray? Why is it that if He is fully God, why would He need to pray? I'll tell you why He needed to pray. Because not only was He God, but He was also man. And because He was man, He had to endure everything, every sin, every temptation came towards Him, came at Him. Just the Bible says that He sinned not. But how could He do that? He had to be prayed up. Let's just give you a few examples. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And when He was praying, everybody say, when He was praying,
the heaven
was open, and the Holy Spirit descended like a dove on Him, and He was filled with the Spirit. Did you realize that when Jesus was baptized in water and the Holy Spirit fell on Him, that He was praying? A lot of people never even realize it. He says he was praying. And the Spirit of God fell on him. So if Jesus needed to pray for the Spirit of God to fall on him, how much more do we need to pray for the Spirit of God to fall on us? I think we need his presence more than ever, and it's time for us to pray like we never have. You coming up against serious battles and serious things, it's time for you to pray like you never have. It's time to step up your prayer life. It's time to begin to pray a little deeper and pray a little bit more with more authority and more power. It's time for us to move forward. God says, Jesus said it's important that he had to pray. Another scripture from Jesus. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. But Jesus often, everybody say often,
often,
withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. This is when he called the 12 apostles. He says, one of those days, Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Jesus had to spend some all-nighters praying. And when he came out of that prayer time with God, he called the 12 apostles. He separated out the 12 and called them the apostles. That prayer was what initiated the start of the church that we know today through the apostles of Christ. Through Christ, right there. And that was Luke chapter 6, verse 12. Luke chapter 9, verse 18. Once, when Jesus was praying in private, his disciples were with him and asked him, "Who do the crowd say I am?" It's just another example of when he was praying. Luke chapter 9, verse 28 and 29. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, James, and John with him up to the mountaintops to pray. And when he was praying, the appearance of his face changed. He glowed like a great light, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. And that's when they call it the Mount of Transfiguration. Things happen. Jesus was praying. He prayed all the time. Verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. He's not only praying, he's not only prayed while he was on this earth, but he's praying right now. Do you know that? He is still praying for you. And for me, the Bible says that he is ever making intercession for you. That just means he is praying on your behalf. He's right now praying for you. If it's important for Jesus to spend most of his time, his ministry, in times of prayer, in seasons of prayer, in times of praying and fasting and believing God and listening to the Lord, listening to the Heavenly Father, he said, I won't do anything unless the Father first shows me. I won't walk unless I won't say anything unless the Father first says it. And so he's always listening to God. He's always leaning into to the Heavenly Father for his direction. This is Jesus we're talking about, the Savior of the world. If he needs prayer, how much more do we need? So I want to ask you a couple of questions. What is prayer for? What is prayer for? There's a lot of things that I believe prayer is for, but I want to give you a few examples of what I believe prayer is for. Prayer is an invitation for the Creator of all things to come into my life. Prayer is an invitation for the Creator of all things to come into my life. It's an invitation for the Creator to come in. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Here I am, the Lord says. I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who hears my voice and opens, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. It didn't say, I stand at the door with my number 12 ready to kick it in and come in to your circumstances. He says, I stand at the door and knock. See, God is not a God that presses himself into you. He's not a God that forces himself on you. If God could make us love him, then what would be the point? He wants you to choose him. He wants me to choose him. He wants us to choose him. Prayer is the ultimate invitation for us to invite everything that God has into our lives. It is the invitation. It is, God, I want you. It's the invitation. What else does prayer do for us? What is prayer for? It builds confidence. We read the scripture a minute ago, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything in His will, He will hear us. It is confidence. When we pray, it builds confidence. It builds confidence that we believe when we pray, what we ask, it will receive, because the confidence of the Lord is being established in us. Not only when we pray do we invite God into our lives, into our circumstance, into our situation, into our heart, into our lives, but not only that, but it builds confidence. What else does it do? It destroys worry and brings peace. I love this scripture. Man, take this one to heart. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything." Let me ask you this question. If you are a worrier, let me just make this statement to you. If you are a worrier, then I wonder if you're praying enough. Let me say that again because I think some of you missed it. If you worry all the time, it may be time to step up your prayer life. Because this scripture right here says, do not worry about anything, but pray about everything. So if you are worrying all the time, you're not praying all the time. Do you get what this word is saying? If you are a worrier, then it's time for you to step up your prayer life. God does not say, worry is not for you. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you'll experience God's peace. Say peace.
Peace.
You will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, prayer unlocks peace in your life. If you need peace in your circumstances, it's time for you to pray about everything. God says, pray about everything. Pray about everything. I believe if He said it in His Word, if Jesus had to do it, and if He called us to do it, then it's important for us to pray about everything. If you're worrying about too much stuff and not praying about too much stuff, it's time to make a change. And that cannot happen by Pastor Stephen coming and waking you up and saying, sweetheart, it's time to get up and pray to Jesus. That's not going to happen. You're going to have to do it on your own. You're going to have to choose this. It's going to have to be a habit that you begin and that you start. And so I'm trying to get your appetite a little bit hungry for the prayer, times in prayer with God, because I want you to know that it's serious and it's important and it must happen and you need to do this. It needs to happen. It destroys worry and brings peace. And the other scripture I read a little bit ago in Matthew chapter 18, the other thing that prayer does, why do we pray? What is prayer for? It starts things and it stops things. Write that down. It's so good. It starts things and it stops things. Prayer starts things and it stops things. Say that with me. Say prayer.
Prayer.
Starts things. And it stops things.
It stops things.
I love this scripture. It says, truly I say unto you, whatever you bind, if you bind something, it's stopped. You get me? Whatever you bind, whatever you stop, whatever you hold back, it's whatever you stop on earth will be stopped in heaven. Whatever you loose, whatever you start, whatever you release will be released in heaven. This is God's Word. I'm telling you, man, there's power in your prayer. It's time for you to begin to get bold with your prayer. It's time for you to get confident with your prayer. And it's time for you to say, God, I believe that when I say this is going to be done, it's done. When I declare it on earth, it's declared in heaven. When I stop it on earth, it's stopped in heaven. When I start it on earth, it's started in heaven. It's time for us to begin to be bold with our prayer and begin to be diligent with our prayer and not holding back. And I'm just getting warmed up and we're out of time. I believe it's important that we pray. It's critical that we pray. It's imperative that we pray. I want you guys to not walk around and be like, oh no, I'm afraid. I don't pray enough. And let this be fear for you or condemnation for you or like, I'm just not doing it right. No. I want you to say, let the Holy Spirit speak to you. And then maybe you're being convicted like I was. And the Lord says, hey, you know, you've slacked off in your prayer time. You've gotten a little bit lazy in that area. You've gone to where you've just stayed the same. You haven't moved forward. Listen, I want to tell you something. The more you move in the Lord, the closer you get to Him, the bigger the battles, the bigger the attacks, the larger the enemy. But I'm telling you, he's always defeated. But it takes a boldness. It takes a prayer. Your prayer's got to increase. If you don't increase with your prayer and with your time, you're just going to continue to lose battles. It's time for you to step up and step up in a big way. Step up in a big way your prayer, your time with the Lord, your moments with Him. And I don't want you to feel like it's just all condemnation. If you don't spend enough time, well, I'm maybe you're right now you're like 10 minutes and you're just kind of out of things and you don't know what else to pray. That's okay. What I'm asking you to do is just do something. Some of you need to just do something. Some of you in this room don't you. If now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. That's your prayer. Or bless my food, amen. Or bless this mess, or however you pray. I don't know. Maybe that's your only prayer. Maybe at night, you play a simple prayer or whatever, or early in the morning. I don't know. Maybe your parents pray for you. I don't know what happens in your life, but I'm telling you, it's time for you to establish something. If you'll begin now, you'll establish a great habit of prayer. Close your eyes because we're about out of time. Next week, we'll jump right into the Lord's Prayer. And there's seven things in the Lord's Prayer that I want to show you next week. Seven things I believe God's going to break out of His Word to help us to expand our ability to pray, the things we pray about, how we learn in prayer, what we pray about. There's seven things in the Lord's Prayer that we're going to show you next week. So please don't miss. But I want to ask you this question before we go. If you just close your eyes for a minute. You are in this room and you say, Pastor Stephen, that's me. I need to increase my prayer life. Or maybe I need to start my prayer life. I need to begin this road, this journey called prayer. Now, all of us need to increase in prayer. So I could ask that question and everybody could respond yes to that. But I want to pray for you today. But you're one that says, I feel convicted about my prayer life right now. And I want to pray for you specifically. So if the Holy Spirit is convicting you right now, you say, yeah, I just need to respond to this word. I want to pray with you specifically. Just raise your hand right there. I want to pray with you. Just hold it up. It's nothing to be ashamed about because I had to do this just, weeks ago. I'm like, God, forgive me for my prayer life, my time with you. All right. Can I have everybody stand with me if you would? I'm just going to pray over you real quick, and I want you to pray with me all over this room. God, I thank you, Lord, for your word. And I thank you, Lord, that when we establish prayer in our lives, God, this is the foundation for the future of your glory, of your purpose, of your will, of your plan. And so, God, I pray, Lord, that even now, God, you're establishing in us, God, a new level of prayer and covenant with you. And I pray over all these students, everyone from the sound of my voice, from the oldest to the youngest, God, that you will establish in us a new level of prayer, God. Lord, that we will begin to break the back of the enemy, and God, that we will begin to release your will in this earth and through our lives. And so right now, God, I pray, Lord, you would begin to stir a hunger for your word and for prayer and for a relationship with you in all of these hearts right now. Right now, I speak it in Jesus' name. I declare, Lord, a new level of hunger for your time, for time with you. And I just say that in Jesus' name.